SBS Radio.
Mahalaga ang pinanonood sa sentro ng araling nauukol sa Estados Unidos sa Universidad ng Sydney, habang ang mga kawani at mga akademiko ay nagtitipon upang panoorin ang kauna-unahang debate para sa pagkapangulo. At habang patapos na ang debate sa pagitan ni Hillary Clinton at Donald Trump, diniklara ng karamihan na makitid lamang ang pagkapanalo ni Hillary Clinton, ngunit nagbabala ang iba na hindi ito sapat upang mapahinto si Donald Trump. Naniniwala ang direktor ng pananaliksik, James Brown, na nakakuha ng ilang pasa o negatibong punto si Trump, ngunit nananatili pa rin siyang nakatindig.
Well, this was Hillary Clinton's debate to lose. A lot of expectation on her to pierce the Trump bubble, to bring the debate back to reality, and I don't think she did that. Trump took some bruises, but he's still moving and he's still talking.
Bahagyang hindi sumasang-ayon si Dr. Sarah Graham sa kaniyang kasamahan. Aniya, malinaw na panalo si Hillary Clinton at hindi ito naipit sa malakas na mga salaysay.
She held her own. She didn't kind of get trapped into any strong kind of narratives on untrustworthiness. I think she dealt with her emails issue really quite well. And I think she looked very confident. I think she responded to some of Trump's barbs with humor, which is the appropriate response to kind of deflate him.
Bagamat may pagkakasundo sa dalawang issue kung saan nagtagumpay si Trump, ang issue ng Trans-Pacific Partnership at ang pagkakaroon ng mga duda tungkol sa pagiging angkop ni Clinton sa panunungkulan. Sinabi ni Dr. Graham na ang kaniyang posisyon sa mga ugnayang panlahi at pag-uugnay sa tinatawag na middle class o mga taong nakaluluwag sa buhay at sa kababaihan ay ang kaniyang mahinang mga punto.
He's kind of boasting about his own income and that sort of stuff. I think that probably comes across pretty arrogantly for undecided voters. I thought also Trump looked quite disappointed coming out of it. So that was another indication for me that I think he felt he didn't live up to expectations.
Naniniwala si James Brown na sa bandang huli ang pagbabago ng estrategiya ang nakatalo sa Republican nominee.
He was subdued in the first half of the debate, and I think that was deliberate, trying to appear more presidential. The second half of the debate, we saw him ranting and losing a bit of control. I think Secretary Clinton was able to quite artfully prod him on a few hotbed issues, draw him out, make him go on these rants. She'd clearly workshopped and gamed that. But the question is it enough? For people watching Donald Trump for the first time, did they see enough there to be concerned about his temperament?
Magiging desperado ang parehong mga nominee na magkaroon ng parehong kontrol at momentum para sa pangalawang debate. At ayon kay James Brown, itinaas pa ng gusto ang mga pustahan.
This campaign is becoming more and more of a bar fight. I'm not sure whether that will work in the second debate. I'm not laughing during this debate, and that's for very good reason. Trump is a more real prospect, I think, than people in Australia want to acknowledge.
SBS Radio.